Welcome to Movie A Day Reviews. I'm your host, Timmy Doom. Today's movie review, The Proposition from 2005. And this is from director, and I should have had the names up already, director John Hillcoat and writer Nick Cage. Nick Cave, who I guess Nick Cave is some kind of rock star from the 80s, the 70s and 80s. Nick Cave and the Bad Seed. Anyway, him, Nick Cave, the writer, hooked up with this director named John Hillcoat, who I'm looking at his picture on IBD. He looked weird as fuck. He ain't got no eyebrows and bald head. I shouldn't say just white guy, but you know, white guys who have that olive skin color, who don't have eyebrows or hair, who are bald, totally bald, with no eyebrows, they look the same. Because he's the third person who I've seen who look like this. And he looked the same. They all look the same. But anyway, he is the guy who directed Lawless, that just came out in the theaters with Shia LaBeouf and I can't even remember the guy's name now. Guy Pearce, and the guy who played Bane in the Batman movie. I thought that movie was great. A lot of people thought it was great. Well, till the end, the gun battle scene at the end was kind of whack. But they could have movied that up a little bit and made that a little more grander than it was. But yeah, a lot of people like that movie a lot. And people were still saying it's still not as good as The Proposition, which was also written by Nick Cave. Nick Cave wrote Lawless. John Hillcoat directed Lawless. And they both started together on The Proposition. Lawless is take place in the 1920s, 30s. You could just call it a shootout, like a Western, even though it takes place in the 1920s. The Proposition is kind of like a Western, even though it takes place in the late 1800s, but it takes place in Australia in the 1800s. So, but it's still like a Western because the Aborigines is the Native Americans and still got the white people trying to take over the land and colonies of white people. So it's the same thing. But I don't get where everybody says that this movie is better than Lawless. I don't understand. Here's the premise. Ray Winstone is a lawman come in to clean up a town. He's like the army's general or whatever. He's like the sheriff of the town. And he's going to clean up the outback for more white people to come live there. And clean it up of all his crime. And he, at the beginning, we see there's a shootout with Guy Pearce and his younger brother and his gang. And they all get shot up, killed, except for Guy Pearce and his brother. They miraculously survive. And Ray Winstone says he's going to kill the brother who is basically autistic. He's going to kill him because all these guys were responsible for rapes and murders. And actually, it wasn't Guy Pearce or his autistic brother who was responsible, but it was their older brother who is the killer, who goes around pillaging, killing, and raping. That guy has a bounty on his head. Let's see here. I'm trying to get their names. It's the Burns brothers, and Arthur Burns is the one that Ray Winstone is after. So he makes a deal with Guy Pearce, said, "We won't kill your brother. We'll let you go so you can go find your brother and kill him." And that's the premise. You go find him, kill him, and then we can, we won't kill your brother. And I was thinking it was going to be mostly about Guy Pearce being a badass, going to kill his older brother to save his younger brother. But that's like a quarter of the story. Most of it is, Ray Winstone having to deal with the town who losing faith in him because he let Guy Pearce go to go catch his brother. People want to kill Guy Pearce's little brother, the little autistic boy, and it's harrowing seeing him get tortured. And then there's the relationship between Ray Winstone, who's Captain Stanley, and his wife, who is played by, I think, Emma Watson, who I like her. I liked her a lot in Red Dragon. So that's the movie right there. And it's a decent movie. It's a good movie. And it's very violent. It's got a lot of violence in there, a lot of good scenes, good character scenes. But the brother, Arthur Burns, when Guy Pearce finally catches up with his brother, it's not the, you know, showdown that I was expecting it and hoping it to be, but it wasn't quite like that. It was more like real life would be, you know, his brother saves his life when his life is put in danger by Aborigines. They want to kill Guy Pearce, and his brother comes saves him. So it's not so cut and dry, but his brother is a ruthless killer. Now, Arthur Burns, the main bad guy in here, the evil one, he is played by Danny Houston. Now, Danny Houston got a lot of flack from James, one of my co-hosts on my other show, James, when we were talking about the movie Wolverine Origin. Danny Houston played, what's his name? The guy, he played the general who wanted to kill Wolverine, which was originally played by Rod Steiger, I think. And, now I'm getting all these names mixed up, but basically, Danny Houston played the main heavy in Wolverine, X-Men Origins Wolverine, and everybody agreed that he stunk in that movie. Everybody hated Danny Houston, and James hated I can get the name right here. Let me click on. James hated his acting. Other people agreed. I agreed that Danny Houston's acting sucks. At least it did in Wolverine Origin. But in this movie, he was good. He was really good. I can't believe. Let me see here. Wolverine Origins. Dang, it was 2009. It was that long ago. Danny Houston played Stryker. Yeah. The character Stryker, who was played by another actor in the X-Men movies. Brian Cox. That's who played Stryker in the other two movies. But here he's played by Danny Houston and Wolverine. Everybody thought he stunk. In this movie, he was really, really, really good. Really good. So I do recommend this movie, but I don't see where it's as good as Lawless. To me, it's not as good as Lawless. I was more, you know, drawn in by Lawless. I thought it was bigger and better. But everybody always got to be the hipster and say, oh, but y'all think Lawless was good. The Proposition was better. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Okay, so that is my review of The Proposition, starring Guy Pearce, Danny Houston, Emma Watson, I believe her name is, and a bunch of others. You know, if you get a chance to check it out, it's a good movie. This is Movie A Day Reviews. Go to the site, check out the show, and check out my comic book podcast if you're interested. That's at doomcast.blogspot.com. That's called Doom Comics. Until next time, peace.